Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
One of the greatest things about America is our music. It brings you and me together when nothing else can. I'm Matt Jolly, and on this episode of History Worth Saving, my friend, and now your friend, Newton Collier, shares his story of survival and the healing power of music. Everybody would know you. You were the trumpet player for Sam and Dave, weren't you? Soul Man.
That's correct, I was.
You played Ed Sullivan, didn't you?
Right, that was in the 60s. 69, we played on the Ed Sullivan Show. We played it twice at Sam and Dave. That was an interesting gig all the way around.
There's just something in Macon's water. It grows great music. Smack dab in the middle of Georgia, right along the banks of the Ocmulgee River. It's the site of the first Christian baptism in America. Macon's been home to Little Richard, Otis Redding, James Brown, Jimi Hendrix learned to play the guitar there. The Allman Brothers Band, Cher even lived here for a while. So it really shouldn't surprise you, but Newt was inspired to play the trumpet at the age of 10 while hanging out with Sammy Davis Jr.
Okay, my music career started back when I was about 10 years old, and my mother wanted me to learn piano, but she was only teaching me so much. She could play pretty good, that my aunt could play. But they gave me to a lady that was named Gladys Williams. She would have been there. Number one female orchestra leader and the most respected woman in the music business in Macon. This lady was playing Out Loud Country Club back in the 30s and 40s. And in the 50s, I said 55, the city of Macon at the City Auditorium gave her a unbelievable, big, big, successful retirement and all that kind of party. They had all kinds of entertainers here for her. She was famous with people like Eartha Kitt, Ruth Brown, she knew Pearl Bailey, and all these different people just be coming to her house, Sammy Davis Jr., and there's all kinds of stuff. I was impressed. I said to myself, what did she do to get this kind of clientele coming hanging out with her? And she was no nonsense at the same time. She taught me classical piano. And while I was over there one day, Mr. Sammy Davis Jr. happened to be there, and I came by, and they were playing trumpet, and he was playing trumpet, and he was playing piano, and such like that. So he let me touch his trumpet, and I got a feel for it, and I buzzed it one time and said, hey, I like that. So I bugged my mother about getting a trumpet for me. And so she went down to the Beale Music Center, talked to the manager down there, and I ended up with the Conn Constellation trumpet. And you can hear me coming down the street by myself in the middle of the band. It was loud.
When he grew up, he found himself playing the trumpet professionally. And then one day, he got the call. You know, the call. The one that every artist hopes to get.
While in Augusta, I get a call from Phil Walden, and they said that they wanted me to go to the Bell Auditorium and play behind some guys named Sam and Dave. I said, who? They said, Sam and Dave. I'd never heard of them. So I get that they had that record out, but they had never hit nowhere but Macon, Georgia, probably. I went and played. So they asked me that same night, would I like to go on the road with them? I told them, sure, no problem. That lasted for a number of years. So after I get on the road with Sam and Dave, I ended up finding out, now I'm going to come back to Macon, Georgia. Now Otis is again. So all the time, Otis was behind me all the time. So I didn't know what was going on. He said something to me. How you like what's man with Sam and Dave? He talked real fast like that. Yeah, I said, good, man, good. He said, good, stay there. And I did. I stayed with them 15 years.
Now, if you don't know Phil Walden, he's the man behind the music of Otis Redding, the Allman Brothers Band, too many others to mention. But when he called, you answered.
They had the largest booking agency in the South. They had Percy Sledge, Joe Simon, DJ Wilson Pickett, Joe Tech, Otis Redding, Salmon Day, Carl Thomas, William Bell, Solomon Burke. You just name all these big artists. Think about it, 60 of them being booked out of one little place. So Macon got to be a mecca, because all the bands would come here to sign their contracts and work out of here. Also, they would bring the band into town. And you had the clubs here to support that level. You had tons and tons of nightclubs up and down Poplar Street, right where we are. It was just a whole row of nightclubs on Cotton Avenue. There were four or five clubs on Cotton, on Mulberry Street. There were a couple of clubs right there you could play. And they also had Macon Recording Studio here, which was James Brown Studio, which was in the Grand Ole Opera House building annex. It was called the Georgian Hotel. And they would bring different artists into town. When some of them come in, they would go over there to that studio and lay down basic tracks to different songs.
Now, what was the studio right across the station from our TV station? I had always heard that was Capricorn.
That came in the 70s. I'm still in the 60s.
So you're talking about right behind the old theater over here.
Right. The Grand Opera House is on Mulberry Street, right. And it's in front of what was called Guy White, and it's also right next to what is now the empty parking lot that contained the Georgian Hotel, which is next to the brand new Opera House.
Wow. And that was James Brown Studio.
Yeah, that was called the James Brown Studio until they moved it in 72 or 73 to Millerfield Road, which is now part of Jones Hume Home. And the door that James Brown used to write all his telephone numbers on is still in place at the Hume Home.
So Macon was doing great. Newt was doing great. His career was on top. But then it all changed.
I'm a victim of violent crime in Boston. I was actually coming home, and I was actually driving. But I would get out the car, and I would make my deposit. A car pulled up beside me. I wasn't paying no attention. That car had been following me, evidently. And they shot me right in the face, right through the passenger side. The window was down, it was in the summer, and they hit me right inside the face. Now, they said the bullet ricocheted off the car seat, but either way, it went in my head, and right below my jaw, my right jaw. But now I have an artificial jaw, so I had to live in the hospital for a long time. This is in the process of me trying to help some more guys, which went on to be LTD, play their instruments and everything. They left. It became a band, and I stayed there in the hospital. I found out I'm not going to be able to play a trumpet as a trumpet no more because I have no control over my lips.
And Mama said, I told you to learn the piano.
Well, she did that. Now. She definitely told me that. And I'm a little small to carry a big, heavy piano around. That's not going to work. So I had a friend, Mike Matheny. I started to study some more music at Berklee College of Music. So I was talking to Mike Matheny, who's the brother of Pat Matheny, and they suggested that I try to go down to the MIT Media Lab, which I had been working at MIT. I never thought to go by there to see what they were doing. But they were working on an instrument, which they called a Lyricon. And they had me to blow through a tube. And as I was blowing through the tube, I was instantly hearing the sound that I was blowing, coming out. And I said, what in the is this? And so they said, it's called the EVI. I said, what EVI? He said, electric valve instrument. I said, myself, very smart engineers to invent this and call it simple, EVI. So that's what I ended up with, prototype EVI, which looked like a bug sprayer. The original one looked like it might have been the old bug sprayer that you might want to. But the one I have now is even closer to a kazoo. I hum, and it's a piece of metal a piece of plastic on the end that picks up the vibration of what I hum. Instantaneously turn that into sound, and that's what it comes. That's the instrument I have now to play.
And are you still playing? Do you play with anybody around here anymore?
Yes and no. I'm a freelance musician when it comes to just playing, but nobody I know is hiring horns. So,
even with your resume, huh?
Even with my resume, I get exactly zero, and I have to work on whatever I can get. And if I hustle a job up, I hustle it up. If not, I have started to just more be a promoter and help other young kids and introduce this horn to a new generation of kids. Because I can buy these little small kazoos and go out and do plantations, and these kids think I'm Superman or something doing this. So I have fun just hanging out with the kids and stuff like that now.
If you believe all the noise and stop listening to the music, it will get you down. But Newt's lesson, Newt's lesson is one we can all learn from.
Music had a common denominator for racism. It's called people working together. You learn that music is the soothing soul of a lot of things. For one thing, music put a lot of people together. It put Otis Redding and Wayne Cochran together. That's a good combination. It put Booker T and the MGs together. That's another racial mixed group. It put Macon, Memphis, and Muscle Shoals in the same breath of a lot of musical people that cooperate everything together. And music was also the soul and the heart of the civil rights. Everybody had a song.
So turn off the noise and turn up the music. It's the Macon way. And there's a lot of music being made all over America. You just have to listen. What do you love about America?
What I love about America is I've lived in a couple other places, not for a long time, but I always said to myself, Georgia dirt is my roots. And it must be the water, because I'm still drinking it, and I'm still rooting.
Got some coffee mixed in with it this morning.
Oh, yes. I must have my coffee along with it.
I know you want to believe, Newt, about the power of music, but you just can't quite get there. So here's the proof. The final story, the final proof. I don't know what you call a group of a bunch of white hippie guys. Anyway, we'll call it a pack of white hippie dudes walk into a bar full of a bunch of black guys. Now, I know you're thinking it's the start of a bad joke, but it's not. In fact, this was Grant's Lounge in downtown Macon, Georgia in the 1970s.
When you saw the guys in the 70s come through here with their long hair and totally different style, because you guys were buttoned up, suits and ties, and did you think, well, this isn't going to go anywhere? What did you think back then?
I'll be honest with you, when I first saw them coming to town, I said, what? And so it was interesting. When the brothers came to town the first time, people would be in the shops. They'd be waiting on customers. All of a sudden, all the eyes and everybody, there goes them hippies. Look at how they dress. What is that he got around his neck? Is it living? You know, there was all kinds of stuff going on like that. So they were not exactly the most welcome people in town. But when they started going to the bank, they would welcome me in as regulars.
It comes back to that green stuff you were talking about.
Yeah, it's something about green money, breaks down barriers, those things.
And that was back in the day when they were, you know, Cher was here.
Right.
I want to talk about Jimi Hendrix. You told me he learned to play guitar here when he was visiting.
There's somewhere over in Fort Hill, there's a lady named Miss Hall he used to be with. He would come over and he would be seen at places like Sawyer's Lake, Clint Bradley's Club, the Two Spot Club, and especially when Johnny Jenkins was playing, and him and Johnny finally met. And Johnny told me one time, he said he remembered Johnny died in 2006. But early in 2006, I went to see him out in Northside. We kept talking about the same thing. He said, "Yeah, man, I remember seeing the little kid running back and forth. And we finally met. His name was Jimi Hendrix. But he was named Jimmy something else." I said, "Jimmy Jam?" He said, "Yeah, Jimmy Jam. That was him." And he had a brother, a little young brother. I said, "Yeah, he has a younger brother, Leon." He said, "Yeah, man, he used to come out there. Remember, he used to come out there and see us all the time." I said, "Yeah, I remember that."
We didn't talk about one of the favorite sons here, and that's Little Richard.
Oh.
Did you ever have any run-ins with him?
Well, I knew Little Richard, but I was also younger. And making that had a lot to do with it. I couldn't run with that crowd because I wasn't old enough to run with. I was doing good to hang with the oldest.
So now that you're ready for a road trip, give Newt a call. You know, jokingly, I told him that he should start offering personal music history tours, just ride around with folks for an hour or two. But you know, the more I think about it, the more I think he really should. Who's still here? I mean, I know Carla's still here, and a lot of the Reddings are still here. Who else do you run into that, because I think this is so cool. You come to Macon, and you run into guys like John Baker that played with Percy Sledge. Everybody's played with Percy Sledge, but he's the jeweler here in town.
Right.
You were the guy that I got to know as a taxi driver, but also as a musician here. There's so many neat people here. Who's still running around?
Okay, we have Robert Coleman. He's still around. He played with James Brown. We have Tony Bone, Anthony Dorsey. We call him Tony Bone. He was with Joe Tex and Paul McCartney. We have Matt Brown. He used to play with a lot of the guys. He played with Tony Bone. He also played with the Air Force Band. We have John Lowder. He's a saxophone player that played with the Cognac, the dance band. It's a bunch of people, different places, and you come through different times. A lot of them are actually leaving because what's happening in Macon now, you don't have the club system and the support, and so they have to go other places to perform. We have Harold here. We call him Hollywood. He's a band director for William Bell and a lot of the Stax artists now.
You know, and back then you had WIBB, which was which was played. I mean, Hamp Swain and all those guys, right?
So we have Hamp Swain just passed recently.
Yeah.
Lafayette Haynes, he's the only one still with us out of that complete group now. We have newcomers like Big George, Three is now Shirley Ellis.
And you said Lafayette was in here this morning too.
Right. He was here just as you were leaving. Those guys, we were having senior coffee together.
Senior coffee with some of the greatest musicians in the world. I mean, right here.
Yes, it gets to be like that. He has a shop around the corner.
Is Grant's still going on?
Yes, Grant's is still going. Grant's is still going on.
It ought to be a museum. I mean, that place is hallowed ground down there.
It is. I mean, that would be ideal for making a local museum.
That they could still sell beer and booze.
Right. Now that would help. That would help. That would help the finances, because museums have a hard time financially. And if you could open it up and actually make it a Macon Music Museum, with the beer license, be in business.
Maybe you need to go do that for retirement, Newt.
Yeah, I might have to leave you here. I have an idea.
You got to get up here and go make some money. Where can people find you? Because they don't want to. You should set up a music tours business. There's your second business.
Yeah.
How can people find you, Newt?
Well, I'm available. Also, I'm on online. You can Google me on Facebook. You can Google my name, Newton Collier. Or you can find me on Facebook.
And for what, about $50, you'll drive people around town for an hour and show them all these sites, right?
Right, I can do that.
Maybe $100. We'll see if you want the personalized tour.
I can give you a very good tour. It won't cost you no more than an hour of your time and a few greens.
That's right.
Well, there you have it. Go get in touch with Newt and take a tour. But more importantly, turn down the noise and turn up the music. I'm Matt Jolly, and that's history worth saving. If you have a story idea, send it on over. And be sure to find more History Worth Saving at historyworthsaving.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.